Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, Father. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Do you need Him to help you today? I sure do. I surely need Him. Need you to help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh Lord, I need you to help me. Sing it with me one more time. Oh Lord, I need you to help me. Oh Lord, I need you to help me. Need you to help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh, Lord, I need you to help me while I'm praying. I need you to help me while I'm praying. I need you to help me. Need you to help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh Lord, I need you to help me softly. Oh Lord, I need you to help me. Oh Lord, I need you to help me. Need you to help me on my journey. Help me on my way. Oh Lord, I need you to help me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your help. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your touch. Hallelujah. Glory be unto your name, of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is there any one of us that could make it throughout a day? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. I know I couldn't make it. The life I was living, if I'd stayed in that life I was living, I'd have been dead 40 years ago. Hallelujah. The life I'm living now, if I tried to live it now without God, without Him, without His Spirit, without His presence, I wouldn't make it a day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The battle is bad enough. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Without my victor, without my Savior, without my provider, without my Lord and protector. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be unto the living God. How do people do it? How do people who don't serve God, how do they get through from time to time, from day to day? Most of them are not. That's why we have such a high homeless rate right now. That's why we have such a high alcoholic and drug addiction rate right now. That's why we have such a high suicide rate right now. Because people are trying to make it without the Lord. If only they had somebody who knew. If only they had somebody who knew and could go and tell them. Amen. Praise be unto the living God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Who am I? I want you to say that with me. Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
Whose am I? Praise be unto God. Glory to God. Who am I that I should try to keep all of this to myself? Ladies, what do? When you find a really good sale price at the grocery store,
run for food.
I tell you what most of you do. You get on the phone and start telling your friends. What do when you find a really good sale on a gorgeous sweater at Walmart?
Run.
You get on the phone. You telephone and tell a friend. Because you don't want them to miss out. Amen.
That's right.
And does any of them get mad with you?
Nope.
When you call them and tell them about a good deal?
Nope.
Amen.
Give me a minute, I'll be right there.
Hallelujah. What do if you see somebody sitting in a lounge chair out in the yard and you see a rattlesnake slithering up to her? What do? Do you holler and say, "Hey, there's a rattlesnake coming at your leg"? When you holler at them and they get out of the way, when you saved their life, do any of them get mad at you? Why is it that we don't put that same zeal into telling people how to get saved? Why is it that we don't put that same zeal? Look, you know, I said some things there. People will get mad at you when you're trying to save their soul from hell. They'll get mad at you when you're trying to keep them from burning in hell for eternity. You know why? Because most people approach it with the idea that I'm better than you because I'm saved and I'm going to heaven. Amen. Amen, Sister Renee. You hope you're going. There's going to be a lot of people that say, "Lord, Lord." We're going to be standing here when the rapture happens. And a lot of people are thinking, "Well, it'll be all right if I miss the first wave of the rapture. Because He's coming back again." He will. He's coming back that second time. But He's coming back then for the 144,000. Amen? And even if He is coming back, for those that didn't make it, for the Gentiles who didn't make it in the rapture, the ones that didn't make it in the rapture have got to live an absolute sinless life from the rapture till He comes back. I got a question about that. If you can't live an absolutely sinless life now while the Holy Spirit is covering the earth and giving you help, what on earth makes you think that after the rapture happens that you're going to live an absolutely sinless life when the Holy Spirit is withdrawn from this planet? If you're sitting here thinking and banking on, well, I'll make it in the second rapture, you're making a mistake.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
You mess it up. John 14 and 1. Hallelujah. 14 and 1 through 6. John 14 and 1 through 6. No. If you're thinking that, you're making a mistake. No. You don't need to do that. You don't need to think so holy and pious that you're going to be the one to stay here during the tribulation period and win somebody else to Jesus. If you're going to do all that winning for Jesus, why don't you do it now? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John 14 and 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Would you stretch your hands towards me this morning? My Father God, I love you and praise you, dear Lord. I thank you, dear Jesus, for your power and your spirit who you are anointed. Your Lord, pour out upon me today your unction to speak this word. Pour out upon me today, dear God, your anointing that I might bring forth the word, dear God, in a way that would magnify and uplift the name of Jesus. And it would lead others to come to salvation in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. You can be seated. We were talking about in Sunday school class today how so many people have got it wrong. So many people have a head knowledge of the Word of God, but they don't have a heart knowledge of the Word of God. And on top of that, those people with a head knowledge of the Word of God don't have it deep within their hearts or within their souls. And because of that, they live a life that's less powerful. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. The Bible says, from such turn away. You can tell them folks. There's the folks that walk into your church or into your house and they say, oh, it's all right to drink a little drink. It's all right to smoke a little smoke. It's all right to go out and party on the weekends. It's okay. But when we read our Bible, when we read our word, we find out that all those things are sin. The people who have an understanding with God, those people who say it don't have to be that way, they don't know the word in their heart. They think that there's other ways to heaven. Oprah says there's more ways to heaven than Jesus. And when she said that on her show one day, a woman stood up and read the scripture to her. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. Hallelujah. You can look it up on YouTube. It's there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. People think that you could just live a halfway decent life. And I knew a man one time, still know him. He says, well, I don't cheat nobody. I don't lie. I don't hurt nobody. I don't steal. I'm going to go to heaven. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and when I say you don't know the Lord, that means you know Him first as Lord. That, and if you know Him first as Lord, you're going to be obedient to every word that's in this book right here. You will. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're going to be obedient to the Word of God. Because there ain't but one way to heaven. You know, in this scripture, we read about the fact that Jesus is going to prepare a place for us. Oh, I can't wait to get to that place. When Mama Hazel Carver was getting ready to go into the hospital, she didn't know about her. Well, they had not given her the diagnosis of her cancer yet. She was telling my mother as she was driving her to the doctor. She says, when I get to heaven, she said, I'm going to kiss your daddy all over the face. She said, there's going to be all these little angels and cherubs flying around looking like babies, and I'm just going to kiss every one of them on the cheek. She said, there's going to be all these people that I have led to the Lord that have gone on before me. She said, I'm going to go hug on them, and I'm going to go to their houses. I'm going to go to their mansions, and I'm going to spend the first 10,000 years going from mansion to mansion, and I'm going to go ooh and ah and ain't that pretty at each one of their mansions, and then I'm going to go to mine for about 10 minutes. And I'm going to see my mansion for about 10 minutes and praise God for how beautiful it is, and then I'm going to find me some Jesus, and I ain't never leaving His side ever again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. He said He's going to heaven. He's going to the Father to prepare a mansion for us, to prepare a place for us. You know what He said then, right after that? He said, but if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't you want to be with Jesus? Don't you want to be in His presence? Don't you want to be where the glory of God is? Day and night, never stopping. There's times in this church when the glory of God is so thick that we can hardly stand it. And there ain't near enough of them times to suit me. But praise be unto God when we get into the throne room, when we get on the streets of gold, when we're at the in the portals of glory, it's going to be non-stop glory. Is anybody else looking?
Yes.
Anybody else looking to go be with me? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said He's coming back for me. Is He coming back for you? Are you going to be ready when He comes back? Glory to God. I like this part. I've always loved this scripture. And then go back down to verse 6 and He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. The first thing that stands out to me right there is, I want you to see this. The first thing Jesus, the first two words out of Jesus' mouth in that verse, what are they? I am. Do you know what He's doing right there? On top of what He just said, I go to prepare a place for you and I'm coming again to receive you unto myself. The next thing that's coming out of His mouth is saying, I am. You know what He's saying?
Hallelujah.
When God first spoke His name to Moses, you know what He told him it was? I am.
Yes.
Hallelujah, I am. And Jesus looked at His disciples and said, I am.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
I am the only way to heaven.
No man
coming to the Father but by me.
Yes.
I am.
Yes.
Good. The next thing He says is, I'm the only way that you're going to see the Father. I know people that vow and declare they got ways around this. I could name them by name right now, but I ain't. Some of them got the thing going on, they can work their way to heaven. They can labor in the church. They can labor in the harvest field. They can go labor and do this and labor and do that for the Lord, and that's going to get them into heaven. Amen. Amen. That's not what gives them. Other people think, well, I got a lot of money. I can give and give and give to the church. I can give to the Lord and give to the Lord. Sister Renee says, bring it on. Now, we've got folks that have done it, ain't we, Sister Renee? Large amounts of money to the church. But there's folks out there that think because they're giving a lot of money to the church, that's going to write their name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've got something to tell you. That ain't going to do it. Well, I can love everybody. I can love my way. I can love my way into heaven. You got to have love to get there. But love alone ain't going to get you into heaven. Amen. There's people that think, well, I go around all day, every day. And in my car, I'm listening to praise and worship music. I listen to praise and worship music in my house all the time. And I sing in the glory of God. I'm going to heaven. Got something to tell you. Just because you listen to a certain radio station. Just because you sing into the glory of God. You can't sing your way into heaven. You can't make it that way. Well, I can earn my way into heaven. I can go do good works like the Lord told me to do. I can earn. That ain't the way it works. That is not the way it happens. That's not the way that we make it into heaven. The only way into heaven is to accept the I Am as Lord. As Lord. And do it what's according to the word. And get him into heaven. That's it. You accept him as Lord and Savior. And by his stripes and by his blood, accept the forgiveness that he has given freely. And I'm going to say something here that's going to fracture somebody. Everybody has been forgiven. Everybody that's ever been born has been forgiven. Well, Pastor, what about this, folks? What about these? Everybody's been forgiven. Jesus died for every single human being ever born. His blood is there to wash away the sins of every single human being ever born. But until we accept him, until we say to him, Lord, you are my God. Jesus, you are my Lord, and I will follow you. I repent. I have godly sorrow of my sin. You're not getting me. Until you do that. Hallelujah. We have to accept Jesus as Lord. You can't earn your way there. You can't buy your way there. You can't work your way there. You can't love your way there. You can't sing your way there. And you can't get to heaven on grandma's prayers. You can't get to heaven on your mom and daddy's prayers. There's one prayer that you can pray that will get you into heaven. Everybody be with me. Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know you're the Son of God. I know you died on the cross for my sin. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me. That's the prayer that gets you in heaven. When you say that prayer, you mean it and you accept him as Lord and Savior. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And while we were praying that prayer, while my eyes were closed and we were praying, I saw an iron cross
hanging on a wall in somebody's house. And the Lord said unto me, I have died freely for their sin. And they have crosses and they have Bibles. They talk about me, but they don't know me. You know what the reason was behind the iron cross that he showed me? It's because their hearts are hardened. Somebody either in this house or watching by live stream right now or listening by radio, there's an iron cross on your heart. And you say, well, I ain't got to ask forgiveness. I ain't got to. Yes, you do. You have to repent before the Lord. You ain't got to live like that, Pastor. I don't believe the way you're preaching. Well, you can risk it. And here's a clue. If I'm right, there's eternity to suffer from a mistake. If you're right, nothing's wrong. But if I'm right, hell is a long time to be wrong. Please don't go to hell. I'm saying it to everybody in this house and everybody watching and everybody listening. Please don't go to hell. Jesus put forth a whole lot of effort. 33 years worth on this earth. And the entire history of the world from Adam until the rapture of the church was put together to save souls and add them to the kingdom. The entire reason for the existence of the planet is so that we might spend eternity with God, worshiping Him and loving Him, and allowing Him to reach out to us and love us. Everyone bow your heads. Feel very strongly that to someone watching, there might be someone in here, but there's someone watching or listening. I feel very strongly that that's happening. That you need to accept the Lord today. Break that iron cross across your heart. Let your tenderness come to light. Let it surface before the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me in this house today? Glory to your name, your God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you're in this house, or if you're watching by live stream, you need to make your election sure. You can come join me if you want to. There's already two or three down here. It's up to you.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, a Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.